Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I called in. Can you hear me now?
Please say yes. I'm begging you. Just say yes. Hello, say yes.
Anne? Kathy? Lynette? Hello, hello? Oh, thank you, God. Okay. We're cooking with gas now. Well, maybe wood. It's warmer. Yes, guys, by a gal named Linda Birding Ground, something, I forget her last name now, it's been too long, I've been having to log in, I forgot her last name, but anyway,
It's a cool name. It really is. I like it. But, hey, you know what? We're good today. It's raining here, but that's all right. My plants needed water. The grass has stopped growing. Thank you, God. We're good. I can't talk to you, Sue. Honey, you got to come on. It's not sunny here. It's a little bit cool, but I've got electricity, so we're okay. We're okay. I had to go into my drawer and dig out my wool socks. So, hey, God, I tell you right now, I look real cute. Yes, I'm wearing a man's long snap down the front shirt with the sleeves rolled up, denim shirt with sleeves rolled up, and short shorts, and wool socks that are halfway to my knees. So it looks real cute, guys, but hey, as long as my feet are warm, I don't care. If my feet are warm, the rest of me is warm. So I'm in good shape. I'm in good shape. Yes, I am. All right. Now, as y'all have probably heard, back and forth, Jerry Lee Lewis died. He was 87. And they can't decide whether he died or not. It's been going back and forth for 2 days. First he died, and then they retracted that, and somebody said, no, he didn't die, and now he died again. I don't know if he's lucky or not, but so we don't know for sure, all right? We do not know for sure whether Jerry Lee Lewis has died or not, but we are going to do a tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis because we're not 100% sure either way, so we're going to do a tribute to him. Anyway, all right, so here is something. Normally I would go into Wikipedia and get into his biographical information and read that to you. I don't need to do that because they recorded it for me. So I'm just going to play that because they did a good job.
Music icon
so
with
go,
Memphis
guys.
Ties is being remembered around the world. Tonight we're taking a look back at the life of rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis, who died this morning at his home in South Haven at the age of 87. For millions of fans worldwide, those rock and roll anthems make up the soundtracks of their lives. Now those fans are saying goodbye to the rock legend. While he called Nesbitt, Mississippi home in his final years, Lewis was born in Faraday, Louisiana in 1935. He learned to play piano at the age of 9. When he was 21, he landed a job at Memphis's iconic Sun Studios, and it was there where he, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, and Carl Perkins famously recorded a jam session, which came to be known as the Million Dollar Quartet. In fact, Lewis was the quartet's longest living member. ABC 24 last interviewed him in April of 2013, days before the opening of the Jerry Lee Lewis Cafe and Honky Tonk right on Beale Street. Lewis's hotspot opened to celebrate the rockabilly culture he helped create when he burst onto the scene with his 1957 hit, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, showcasing his trademark high-energy style and charisma. Dubbed the Killer, the aggressive and enthusiastic entertainer was known for kicking over his piano bench and playing standing up. After Shaking, more hits followed: Great Balls of Fire, Breathless, and High School Confidential. But the skyrocketing trajectory of his early career veered off course in 1958, when news surfaced that his third marriage was to his 13-year-old cousin, Myra Gale Brown. They claimed she was 20 years old. In the fallout of the scandal, Lewis's career was never the same. He never reached the level Johnny Cash or Elvis did. However, he'll point out this fact about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I was inducted first. Elvis was inducted second.
Inducted in 1986, his legacy was cemented in his early success. In the 1960s and 70s, he did live tours and cut country albums. And even in his senior years, he continued playing live shows. However, canceled concerts in Memphis were an early indication of Lewis's failing health. Claiming illness, he canceled a November 2014 show at the Cannon Center. Then in 2016, another concert meant to mark his 81st birthday canceled at his own club on Beale because of bronchitis. And he battled these health issues for the next several years. Earlier this month, he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, but his doctors determined he was just too sick to attend the ceremony in Nashville. Instead, Kris Kristofferson and his wife drove to the Mid-South to hand-deliver the award, the pair snapping this photo together of the personal award celebration. Jerry Lee Lewis leaves behind his seventh wife, Judith Moore, whom he married in 2012. He also leaves behind two sons and two daughters.
Okay, so that is the report that they put online about him dying, the news kind of report thing. It was on YouTube. And now I'm seeing people are sending me messages that his wife has it on her Facebook that he has died. I understand that, kids, but I have also had conflicting reports that he has not died, and it was an erroneous report. So until I know for 100% certain, we're not going to say for sure one way or the other, okay, honey? We're just going to go ahead and do a tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis and a fantastic performer. I mean, he had so much energy when he was performing, even in the late, his late life. And we're going to play a song that he did in the last 4 months. So, you know, he kept going. Even though he felt like crap, I don't think he could walk on his own. He was not doing well at all. But he kept going. He kept going. And that's what we all want to aspire to, is to never quit. Never quit. Okay? So, the first thing I'm going to play from Jerry Lee, and all three of them are gospel songs, believe it or not. Jerry Lee was really big on gospel. He did a lot of gospel. He went to church. He was a good old Southern boy, even though when he was younger, he was a pretty wild old Southern boy, and you kind of wondered about him, you know. But he pulled it out. He pulled it out. So here is Jerry Lee Lewis, How Great Thou Art.
Oh, Lord, my God, am I often wondered, consider all the wealth this old world has known. I can hear your voice, and I can hear your rolling thunder. Hey, Lord, my God, how great Thou art. Then sang my soul, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Yes, sing in my soul, I Savior God to Thee.
Thank you.
All right. And I just looked up, and y'all be interested to know, he was 10 months younger than Elvis. Elvis was born January 8th of 1935. And Jerry Lee was born September 29th of 1935. So age-wise, they were compatriots. And, you know, Jerry Lee had a strange temper. That's why they called him the killer, okay? But he was still a likable guy. If you keep from mashing his face in, you're all right. You know, so you just limit your exposure and you're okay, because he could be very, very nice. And he was so talented, especially on that piano. He was very talented. So when I can confirm his death 100%, we can say thank you for the memories, thank you for the blessings of your music, and enjoy what is in front of you right now, because that's what you got now, honey. And this world is not yours anymore, but we had you for a while, and we have treasures to cherish because of that, all right? So here is one that I believe this is the one that Jerry Lee did 4 months ago, Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the nearest and best for a world lost sinner was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross.
Hear my trumpet at last.
Yes, he still had it. You can hear the age in his voice. He was not well, and it was only 4 months ago. So, but he could still do it. He could still do it. Now, here is one from a little farther back that I hope you got your shoes off because you're going to need your feet free. This is Blessed Jesus, Hold My Hand.
As I travel through this pilgrim land as a friend who will walk in with me, well, he leads me through the old sinking sand. It's the Christ of Calvary. You know, this would be my prayer to the Lord each day. Help me do the best that I can, because I need thy light. Guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. Well, I need thee every hour through this pilgrim land. Now we just hold our hands. We need thee every hour. Through the sinking sand, protect us, Lord, by thy fire. Help me make it back. Make it back down that old sawdust trail. You know I need thy light. Guide me day and night. I love you, Jesus. Hold my hand.
That's some piano playing. That kind of music made me want to learn how to play piano. I never did, but I started to. It just didn't keep going. Anyway, yes, we shall miss Jerry. We shall miss Jerry. We shall miss his wildness. We shall miss his music and his piano playing. Wow, you know? If that doesn't make you want to play piano, ain't nothing in the world going to. So, hey, here you go. All right. Now we'll get into our gospel show. And we've got more of a country show today. It's mostly country kind of gospel. And it's kind of fun, guys. It's kind of fun. So here we go. Keep your shoes off. Keep your socks on. Keep your dancing bones awake because you're going to need them. You're going to need them. And yeah, there's a crier in here, too. But I'll try and remember what it is when I get to it and let you know, because it made me cry. It made me cry. And that's just how it rolls. That's kind of good that you can be touched by music that way. It's all right. It can make you happy, too. Yeah, it can make you happy, too. So here is Ralph Stanley. Now, if you all remember, Ralph Stanley is the one that sang in the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? When they were out doing the scene with burning the cross and all that. That song was actually Ralph Stanley singing that. And then when they were marching down the street, taking Babyface to the gallows, that was Ralph Stanley doing that. So you'll recognize the voice. Here is Ralph Stanley and his Clinch Mountain Boys doing One Drop of Water.
The rich man lived in luxury, surrounded by his door. He'd always had the very best that money could afford. He left this world not caring about his resting place. He laid his eyes toward heaven, but it was too late.
Give me one drop of water, the rich man cried from hell. One drop of water, but still no water fell. He always was a selfish man, his heart was filled with greed. Now little drop of water is all he'll ever need.
Can't love gold and silver and love the Savior too. Like the eye of a needle, your chance of getting through. So make your reservation before another day. For all your gold and silver will surely pass away.
Give me one drop of water, the rich man cried from hell. One drop of water, but still no water fell. He always was a selfish man, his heart was filled with greed. Now little drop of water is all he'll ever need.
There's one way to heaven, it's by amazing grace, where everyone is equal, no matter creed or race. so have no other Bible, and always put God first. We'll live on milk and honey, and we will never thirst.
Give me one drop of water,
the rich man cried from hell. One drop of water, but still no water fell.
He always was a selfish man, his heart was filled with greed. Now a little drop of water is all he'll ever need. Now a little drop of water is all he'll ever need.
Yeah, but you got to drink what kind of water? He's not talking about drinking water, guys. He's not. He's talking about the living water of Jesus. So there's a difference. If you want drinking water, you're going to need a whole lot more than one drop, especially if you're in hell, okay? But, hey, if you're talking about the living water of Christ, you only need one drop. So there you go. You just got to know what kind of water you're talking about. What water are you talking about? And don't drink salt water out of the ocean because that'll just kill you. So there you go. And I swear that's true. You know, it just makes you more thirsty because of the salt. Now, if you have a method to distill it and take the salt out, you've got unlimited water. And there is a way to do that, okay? But we're not going to go into that right now. There is a way to do that, though. Of course, if you live 600 miles away from the ocean, that's not going to help you either, is it? Okay. All right. Here we go. Like I said, this is a mostly country show today. We normally have more rock and roll. We have more just straight gospel type stuff, hymns and everything. Today, we're not doing so much on the hymns, and that's cool. I can dig that. Yeah. This is more towards the countryside, and I know y'all like country, and I worked in the country station for 17 years. I never grew to actually love it, but I've been around country music my whole life, so it's old home week for me. Here is the Gospel Plowboys. No one ever loved me like Jesus. And that's a talent.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my life was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he's showing me the way I ought to go. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no much he cares for me. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares.
There you go, the Gospel Plowboys. Now, with a name like Plowboys, you got to know their country, you know, yeah. You know, guys, I might have grown up country. I might have grown up with country music all around me, well, until I was about 12. But then I used to watch Hee Haw and things like that, so it was still there. But that's not my preferred music. I love all kinds of music, but that's not my preferred music. I like rock and roll, okay? 50s, 60s, good rock and roll. It's my kind of music. What can I say? I can't sing all of it, but I do pretty decent. So I just wanted to clear that up because I'm not stuck on country music. You know, that's not, don't let the southern accent fool you. That's something that's kind of snuck into me in the last year. My Lord Almighty, I didn't talk like this a year ago. It snuck up on me. What are you gonna do, right? Hey, that's how it rolls. It might sneak back out again when I move. I don't know, but we'll find out. I guess I'm not gonna worry about it one way or the other. It either stays or it doesn't. I'm not going to try and fake it and make it something it's not. So here we go. Here's another one. And I know this is country because it's Bill Anderson. You don't get more country than Bill Anderson. And he does have a gospel duet with Dolly Parton. I played that a couple weeks ago. Well, here is Bill Anderson doing I Wonder If God Likes Country Music.
One night we were out on tour getting ready to do a show. And at the time it really wasn't anything all that special. It was what you might call just another one-night stand. When I looked over my guitar and there stood an old man. His cowboy clothes were frayed and worn. His roots were far from near. He said, I'd like to sit in with your band. You see, I'm a country singer too. Yeah, well, we just all had a big laugh. When I looked back at the old man, there was a tear in his eye. So I told the band to coo, 'cause I didn't want to see him cry. He reached down and he took my guitar with a determined look on his face. But then as he started to play and sing, a look of sadness took its place. He said, I've sang my songs from Maine to California. I never made a dime back when I made it, never saved a dime. I always thought someday I'd be a star. But now my voice is cracked and no one wants me. My wife gave up on me years ago. It's been so long, my kids don't even know me. And picking and singing is the only life I know. And then he said,
I wonder if God likes country music. Will there be a face up there to sing my song? Will he make my fingers nimble like they used to be, so I can play the chord and sing along?
I just stood there.
Will there be a place?
None of us really knew what to say. He took my old guitar and he sat it down ever so gently. And then as he turned to leave, the band stood up and applauded. But I can still hear his words today.
Country music. Will there be a place up there to sing my song? Will he make my fingers nimble like they used to be, so I can play the chord and sing along?
I do like that song. You know, it's a little bit sad, but a little bit hopeful. You know, I like it. All right. Remember I told you there was a song in here that's going to make you cry? Get out your Kleenexes, kids, because this is it. All right? This is the one. It made me cry when I heard it. I don't know if John cried or not, but he sent it to me. So, hey, you know, it's a little bit emotional day today with Jerry Lee dying. So here we are, Ken Treece. And get out your Kleenexes, girls. You're really going to need them. God's called you home.
Don't leave me this way. I don't want to be alone. No, it's not your fault. God has called you home. Now life here on earth will never be the same. God has called you home to heaven today. Life starts and stops with the blink of an eye. Like a vapor in the wind, we live and then we die. God's called you home to heaven today. Shine. birds are gonna sing. You'll be forever gone, so that won't mean a thing. My heart will still be broke, and that will never change. God has called you home to heaven today. Life starts and stops with the blink of an eye. Like a vapor in the wind, we live and then we die. If I had one wish, it would be for you to stay. God's called you home to heaven today. Yes, God's called you home to heaven today.
All right, guys, take a deep breath. Because you need it now, right? It made me cry again. I think of my grandpa and my best friend Valerie and my sister Tracy and my two aunts that have died and my grandma. And you get sad for yourself, you know? And that's really all it is. They're doing great, but we're feeling sorry for ourselves because we can't see them anymore. We can't hold them anymore. We can't talk to them and hear their voice. That makes us sad. They're not sad. Not at all. So as long as we can remember that, we're going to be okay, all right? Here's Merle Haggard. Now, we have all lost Merle Haggard. He was here for a good long while, and he was kind of a wild child. Oh, yeah, he was a wild child. But he pulled out of it, and he gave us a lot of good music. Here's Merle Haggard doing When My Last Song Is Sung.
When my last song is sung, and my life's work is done, and my old faithful guitar loses tone, you won't find me troubled then, wishing I could sing again. When my last song is sung, I'll be gone. What a gift the Lord has shared with a man who never cared, claiming every note I'd written for my own. And before it comes my time, there's a song of thanks in line. Before my Lord and Savior called me home, let me sing a song for Jesus every day. For he's the one who guides me every step of the way. He's my sole inspiration and the one who guides my pen. So let that last song I sang be for him.
Oh, that was kind of short and sweet. That was Merle Haggard's contribution to the day. Hey, are you guys ready for Sister Rosetta? You got it. You got to pay attention to Sister Rosetta. You can't be talking about Jack Frost and all this other stuff for a while, okay? Let's go the fun route, okay? This is Sister Rosetta. Jesus is everywhere. And, man, this lady can play the guitar. Could play the guitar. She's gone now. Yeah, we got to get that right. You know, we have to have the time frame set. You know, this was like back in 1944, 1950, times like that. Jesus is everywhere. He's hard. Just because that wasn't enough. I need more. I need more. So here is Didn't It Rain.
You know it rain, oh how it rain, rain too long, night rain, rain all day, rain all night, rain, rain, night rain, 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 rain. Thank you.
stop. When I get to heaven, sit right down, ask King Jesus from a starry crown.
I know it's raining, I'm tired of it raining. It's raining too long, it rained all day, all night long. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. You know it's raining, oh, I rain. God knows it's raining.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Yes, yes, yes. Fantastic. Okay. We can go on now, especially since we're going on to the Blackwood Brothers with J.B. Sumner. Get ready. Note, the concrete cracked. I tell you, that man amazes me. His voice is just, oh my gosh. Well, y'all know, you just heard him. Y'all know, it's fantastic. Okay, wow, recover, Jen, recover. You got to continue on, girl. All right, here is the Indians. Y'all remember the Indians, right? The Indians Traveling Show Band?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I knew you would. I love them. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, they're singing a song that I used to sing when I was a kid. You know, it's fantastic. Bless this house.
Mm-hmm.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless the walls so firm and stout, letting want and trouble out. Bless the roof and chimneys tall. Let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy and love. Bless the windows, shine in God's heavenly light. Bless the heart ablazing there with smoke upstanding like a prayer. Bless the people here within. Keep them pure and free from sin. Bless that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with Thee. Bless us all that we one day may dwell, O Lord, with Thee.
You know, he could sing. He really could sing. I love listening to those guys. I really do. I wish we had discovered them earlier, much earlier. But we play them now, and that's a good thing. I love hearing them. They're good. They're good. All right, kids. This is just something I feel like doing. Hope you enjoy it.
That becomes because we're so impatient. We want it right now. I know I do. I get impatient, don't I, Sue? I get very impatient. Now, please, I'll have that order now.
Jenny, that was really very good. Very pretty. Very pretty.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. I have so much fun singing. I'm glad that I've been blessed with the ability to do so, really and truly. It's a gift God gave me, and I love sharing it. I love sharing it. So I'm going to keep on doing it, so you guys are going to keep on suffering. That's just how it goes. But that's all right. I don't think you mind too much because you keep coming back. So it can't be too terrible. Okay. How about the Million Dollar Quartet? I think we need some of that. I think we need some of that. How about Just a Little Talk with Jesus? I always like the way they do that.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Well, then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He made my heart in love, and I wrote my name above. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right. Let us have a little talk with Jesus. I'll tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer mine. Well, when you feel a little travel turning, and you will know a little fire burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, that's fun. You may have doubts and fears. Your eyes be filled with tears. Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Yeah.
Jesus gonna make it
right.
Let us have a little talk with my Jesus.
Please let us
tell him all about our trouble.
Now he will.
He'll hear our faintest cry.
You know he will.
Fire is a burning. Let us have a little talk with my Jesus. Gonna make it right.
watches day and night.
He watches day and night.
Well, if you go to him in prayer, he answers my every prayer. Well, I just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right.
But now let us
have a little talk with my Jesus.
Please let us.
Tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And
you know he's gonna answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel a turn in the hand,
and
know a little fire is a burning.
Now let us
have a little talk with my Jesus. Gonna make it right.
You gotta love it. I mean, you know, it turned into an album, and all they were doing was mucking around. You know, that takes a special something. I'm not quite sure if it's Crazy Nuts or just fun times or not paying attention or great talent. Let's go with great talent. Okay, we'll go with that. We like that. All right, here's one that's kind of long, but it's worth every second of it. It's Elvis. You thought I was going to get away without doing an Elvis song, didn't you? Well, no such luck. That's not going to happen. Here is the rehearsal of Take 1, 2, and 3 of Only Believe.
All things are possible if you only believe. If you only believe, all things are possible.
Yeah, Charlie, don't chicken shit out now. Hang in there.
Oh,
I felt fire down in. Well, he lifted all my burdens. Yeah, right now I feel it fine. Oh, things are possible if you'll only be easy.
Try it again.
There you go. Oh, those rehearsals. I love the rehearsals. They're so awesome. It brings back so many memories, you know. But, hey, guess what, guys? It's that time. It's been a fantastic hour and a half. I played some music that I absolutely loved. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you were blessed by it. I hope it made your music bones happy, because that's what it's supposed to do. That's what gospel music is for, is to feed you, to build you up, and to help you have enough joy to get through the week, all right? So go out now, and wherever you go, smile at somebody. Now, you know what? It's a good habit to get into, because that smile might be the one thing that keeps that person going.
You never know what another person's thinking. That smile might be the one thing that keeps them alive, keeps them hopeful. Go smile at somebody. Doesn't cost you nothing, and you can share it as many times as you want to or as many times as you can. There you go. Help somebody along the way, and you help yourself as well. Hey, guys, you know what? I love y'all. Take care. Be safe. Be well. May God bless you and keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Now, go share the love, guys. Go share the love. I'll see you on Tuesday. Hey, we might have another special come up Tuesday. Maybe we'll do Jerry Lee. I think we can do that. I do think we can do that. All right? So here we go. This is, let's see, I'm looking for, and here it is. There we go. Goodbye, everybody. Stay safe.
Bye.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why. There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on every one, tell me why, oh why.
Thank you. Good night.